With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. He promised he would do it, and he has. President Trump today signing that executive order establishing new tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China. The deal also includes a mechanism that would escalate the rates should those countries decide to retaliate. United States earlier today blasting terrorist sites in Somalia.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes by U.S. Africa Command were directed by President Donald Trump and coordinated with the Somali government. An initial assessment by the Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. They're the first attacks in Somalia during Trump's second term. In a post on social media, Trump says a senior Islamic State planner and recruits were the targets of the operation. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, six people on board the medical transport jet have been killed when that aircraft went down Friday night in Philadelphia. Mayor Sherrill Parker says there was more than just the plane that was impacted when it came down.
We do want to note that several dwellings and vehicles were impacted. So what are we asking you to do for us right now, Philadelphia? We're urging you to please stay away from the scene. If you see debris, call 911. Don't touch anything.
And one person on the ground has now died of their injuries, at least 19 people injured. Recovery teams and divers searching the Potomac for remains and clearing wreckage from that collision between a passenger jet and the Army chopper that killed 67 people. Investigators say the remains of 42 people have now been pulled from the river. This is SRN News. The prosperity gospel is out of fashion with America's pastors.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. A survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans putting Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether their state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip over to conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion in particular. This is SRN News. A player in the National Basketball Association flat out refusing comment while being investigated in a federal sports betting probe. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh with the latest.
Terry Rozier declined to answer questions Friday about the investigations by federal prosecutors into unusual betting patterns surrounding his play in a game when he was with the Hornets in 2023. Rozier, now with the Heat, is linked to the same probe that led to former Raptors player Jonte Porter being banned for life from the NBA. Porter faced criminal prosecution and eventually pleaded guilty to committing wire fraud. Porter is awaiting sentencing. There has been no indication that Rozier is under criminal investigation. He has not been charged with a crime.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 337 points. More details at SRNnews.com.